The much anticipated end of the first 10 years of the Marvel Universe movies are coming to an end in the next couple months.
Really? So they're going to end the whole entire series?
So basically, this is the...
You say that you don't think so? You think money's going to...
So when I say the first phase, like, yes, there's like three phases and whatnot, yeah. But like the original phase is coming to an end. That story that they've built for the last 10 years is finally coming to an end.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In April, but before that, we have...
Let me ask you this. The end game storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in the comic books? Do you guys know that?
I'm actually not sure about that one. Either. I'm pretty sure it was.
Or they just made it... anyways, I'm just always curious because I never really follow like the comic book, but I enjoy the movies a lot. So
yeah, I don't know much about the comics. There's way too many comics and too many spinoffs. So you know, but just the overall story, it's very weird. You know, you investing the last 10 years, actually 11 since 2008 when this started with Iron Man. You know, actually you could probably even say like. It started with, you know, the original Hulk and Spider-Man. That kind of started the whole thing. But, you know, when they did all the reboots, starting with Iron Man, it's crazy how 11 years and how many movies and how many characters and how much money has been made that it's just this first original just is coming to an end finally. You know, and I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like I think it's a good thing, you know, because it's like... It's a good way to have closure with it, right? At least you get to see. It's not kind of like, hey, with Game of Thrones where that's coming up where, hey, there HBO had to rewrite the ending because there's no ending, right? You know, so at least the guy never finished the books.
Yeah, but he was working alongside with them to...
Yeah,
to
but he can change the ending. He can rewrite his books.
I thought he was still writing a book.
Right, he's but he can rewrite book. Whatever he wants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this guy's really been a dick with Game of Thrones. But anyway, yeah. But anyway,
J.R.R. Martin,
something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's kind of interesting how you know, and how it's all just coming together and finally, you know, get some closure with it. Maybe move on with the next 10 years of my life with boring comic movies. But you know, I'm gonna leave it up to read that.
So a lot of the characters nowadays have all just turned into different ones. So like right now in the comic book series, Iron Man is a girl. Because like Tony Stark dies and then a girl takes over his place. Same as like with Thor. Thor's
Robert Downey
a chick
Jr.
now.
Though he's getting up there in age, and I think they have to end that because you know how you have to follow, make sure that the character coincides, or else it's just people are like, oh, who is this new guy? Kind of like what DC has done with, you know, the whole they exactly with,
DC's had a struggle.
Oh, you know, but honestly, I like the DC characters better. Is this that for some reason? You know, I do enjoy the movies, but anyway, so what's going on with this? You know, I know that a new movie's coming out. When is it releasing, anyways?
April.
Oh, so it's coming.
So Endgame comes out like I think middle or end of April, right? Like 25th or something
probably.
Like that.
Wait, and is then, Captain Marvel?
So Captain Marvel comes out. So there's one more movie that ties all this together, apparently. And this is what I really want to talk about is with Captain Marvel, right? So she's apparently the key to like whatever happens in the end game, right? She's a big part of this, and I'm just curious how, you know, they're finally bringing her in, and I'm really curious if when she became part of the plan for tying this all together, because I never really heard of Captain Marvel before. Rachel's our comic book expert. She knows, you know, everything about comics. She used to work for a comic book auction house and all that. So I'm going to leave this to you to explain kind of.
She was really kind of like, I mean, in my opinion, more of like a beeline. But the same as like when you look at Guardians of the Galaxy, like Rocket Raccoon number one used to be in the dollar bin, like tossed to the side like it was a piece of trash up until the movie. So realistically, they've been turning everything around. Like Guardians of the Galaxy was like not a hit by any means under Marvel up until the movie came out. So,
in the comics?
Yeah.
Like they didn't do that well?
No, they did not do well beforehand.
Really? Like, but they did a good job with the movies.
Yeah.
Because those are one of the best. I like comedy. It's so good.
Honestly, Guardians and Deadpool are the only Marvel characters that I like, or at least movies that I like.
So Carol Danvers, right? That's the name of the character that plays Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah.
So it's weird because she has like super powers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but how do you think they're going to tie it to the whole Endgame series? Because like one of the things that I read about her powers is that she has absorption powers. So any energy that's thrown at her, she can absorb it and then just use it and deflect it back. So what I'm thinking is like, and they're saying that she's very powerful. She could kick Thor's ass is apparently what I'm reading.
Yeah.
But how are they going to tie that into, is she going to save the day type of thing or?
Yeah, there's been some theories that are.
I think Ant-Man's going to play a part in it.
Yeah, but I think she, with her Kree power and everything, that when. So in Infinity Wars, when whatchamacallit, Doctor Strange was going through the time stone trying to figure out, and he's like, you know, I've gone through a million different ways and there's only one outcome. And he's like, we're in the end game now. So apparently, what people are saying is that somehow the main character that knows the outcome is Nick Fury. Right. Actually, it was a really interesting thing.
How would he know?
So if you remember at the clips at the end, mm-hmm. when he introduces Captain Marvel up with the pager, he didn't look scared. Like he knew this was coming basically. Right. And he didn't. And as he was vanishing, like that's why he didn't go to save whatever her name is, right? I always forget her name. The girl, his sidekick.
Yeah.
I always forget her name, right? So anyway, so it's like, he didn't even look scared. Like he just literally went to the car, got his pager and just sent it before he died, right? Mm-hmm. So in the trailer for Captain Marvel, that same pager is introduced. So apparently that whole story gets tied in to...
Did Doctor Strange end up missing? Like, or was he part of the ones that
yeah, he perished.
He did, huh?
Yeah, with the snap. So he knew.
I would have thought like, but he knew that was going to happen mm-hmm. to him.
That's why he handed over the stone. Saw it.
Yeah. So it's going to be real interesting because, you know, I'm really curious how they tie it in. And it's kind of interesting that they didn't start with they've introduced a lot of female characters and this is the one that they're getting a dedicated movie to. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel that, they should have did Black Widow first. You know what I mean? Just because she's been around forever, and it's kind of like this character.
Didn't you have a costume Black Widow? You didn't?
Black Canary.
Well, you had Black Canary.
Basically, the DC version of Black Widow. Yeah.
No, wait, hold on, because I think what I'm more excited about with this Captain Marvel is that they're going back to the 90s.
Yeah.
It's like they're living my youth like in the 90s. So I wonder what they're going to do to, you know, bring it back and
yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple things. They have like some you know, the old school phone booths, you know, like you actually had to go in, make phone calls, and a lot of the stickers they had on there. I know this is actually pretty cool. Like there was a phone number on one of them and it was for some I think it was kind of like 1-800, like it was like a rape center call, 1-800 number or something like that. Yeah, from back in the day, right? But that number is still active. Somebody actually called in. I forgot what it redirected to, but that 1-800 number in there is actually active. You know, you see like the old school rock, the MTV Rock the Vote stuff, all the NYC subway stations in and everything. So it's going to be interesting.
Well, I think people get nostalgic about that time. You know?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of shows like Stranger Things was kind of very similar to that, where they went back to the 80s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And people who grew up in the 80s, they're like, oh, my God, I remember that. You know?
Yeah.
Thing. So to me, at least that part is going to be pretty cool if they can pull it off.
Yeah. And everything I've seen. Yeah. I mean, even the website. I send you the website for it, right? They even made the Captain Marvel website in old school, like,
HTML.
Old school HTML. So it looks exactly like
it is pretty cool.
Something from the 90s. I went to that. I had the cheesiest smile on my face going, wow, this is like IE Explorer. Like,
do you remember 3.0? Like the guest? I think you're too young for that. Remember the guest books when you would go onto a page and you'd leave comments, but it was called like a guest book.
What?
Yeah. And so people would come, and it was like on the main page.
Yeah.
And so their page kind of has the same thing. You write it, you know, guest book, enter a message there. It's pretty cool. I'm excited at least about that part. So the character that plays
Captain Marvel,
Brie Larson, doing some things lately that You know, it's that again. So this is why I think
this is always going to go into politics, yeah,
because she's got like the social justice warrior
mentality
that it's just like, oh, you ruined the. I just wish I don't want to follow the news, because for me, when I go watch the movie, it just ruins the movie, because I'm like, oh, this bitch. You know what I mean?
Edit.
Because there's so many characters who are like that, you know what I mean? Like, I enjoy their movies, but like when they have these crazy ideas and it's like, stop. So what you were telling me earlier, what is she doing right now that's like,
Right now it's kind of weird, but she basically decided that she was only going to go with like interviewers that were like more diverse. So like she decided that she was going to like turn down everybody to go for a handicapped interviewer.
So she's on a promotion tour.
Yeah.
Right. So in the promotion tour, you know how you get asked questions by like everybody in the press. So her deal is, I guess, she's trying to make it that the panel of people who ask her questions diverse. To me, it's like, what does that have to do with anything? The question is, are they good? You know what I mean? Like, are they good interviewers or whatnot? But to me, it's like, why? What's the need for that?
I don't know.
It's weird to say that, too. Because she was basically like, yeah, all I have are like white guys that interview me. And so she was like, about a year ago, I started paying attention to what my press days looked like and the critics reviewing my movies. And I noticed that it appeared to be overwhelmingly white male. And I'm like, well, you're making, like, especially this one, this is a comic book movie. Like, mostly guys are going to be watching it or at least interested in it first. Yeah. And second, like, when you look at the textbook nerdy comic book guy,
right,
a lot of them are like white guys that live with their parents in their basement with a neck beard. Like, exactly. And you're going to like,
oh, so that sounds like half the people you've dated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, no. That's my thing.
Jesus. No, but see, okay. So to me, and this is why I think I have a theory about why the, what did you do? Did you break something? Oh no, just tighten it right there. Yeah.
Hey, and she's only had one beer, I think. What the fuck is going on tonight? I mean, you guys are all over the place.
No, I think Samantha's ruined that one, because she, instead of unloosing it and moving it, she just like, and it's like, no, loosen it up and then adjust it. Not.
We still love you, Sammy. It's all right.
Sometimes on the weekends.
On the weekends.
Yeah, during the week I can't stand it.
Sassy.
I'm just kidding.
He's got to go high.
No, I don't.
Anyway,
no. Going back to you know, it's these, the nerd, are the fan base, homie. Come on.
Yeah. Like,
these are the people who are your main clientele. And to me, you know, the whole costume, right? So you know what she's doing with the whole costume. She didn't like the skimpy costumes that Captain Marvel, or what was the original name of that female character? It wasn't Captain Marvel, was it?
Miss Marvel. Captain Marvel Ms. was originally Marvel. A guy.
Yeah. So see, they, okay. So then, but the character, the costume that she has is completely different than what was the original design. I don't like it, because in her mind, I guess, I don't know what she's thinking, man. Like,
I don't know. Like, it was literally like a she's black showing no skin. Cat suit with like a red tie.
Yeah, she basically has Captain Super America's costume.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit brighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was she complaining? Was she complaining about it?
Yeah, she said it was too skimpy, and I think they had to adjust the whole thing. Yeah. And that's why they have this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyway, so to me, it's like, stop. If you had this much of a conviction,
you should
go and make your own comic book, and you know what I mean? Like, go make, why you gotta ruin something that's already created?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, stop.
I mean, and it's not like they were, you know, it's not like, you know, they were saying you have to get naked in the movie or anything like that. I mean, dude, look at Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, that was, I mean, you're fighting basically in a skirt. You know what I mean? And the shit she's doing, I mean, she didn't complain. I mean, and I think a lot of it, she was pregnant. So, I mean, half of it was in like
she
a
butt.
CGI.
Yeah. There's a lot of CGI.
Green
screen, I think, on her belly and stuff.
Yeah.
Dang, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah. I mean, they could have pretty much done the same thing probably with this if they had to. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
For her, she's trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
For her, it's like, oh, well, you know, the woman doesn't have to be. It's like, maybe she does.
I mean, it's not.
These nerds are going to go watch this.
Yeah, I know. And they're just going to, you know, they're going to be like fucking jerking it. You know what I mean?
You know, I say these nerds and we're part of it.
Well, we are. We're part nerds. But my question is, right? Why now is Marvel deciding to finally do a all woman's movie.
Because they saw how much money Wonder Woman
there
made.
You go. So was it always their plan to introduce her, or was it kind of like, oh, we saw how great DC did with Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Now we got to get on, you know, I'm all about it. You know, I'm not knocking it, but it's kind of like once they saw dollar signs with this, that's when it's like, oh, we're going to introduce it almost, even though it exists, but they made it more of a.
So you think they weren't even thinking about it, and they were just like, how do we catch?
Yeah, I think they thought DC was crazy when they did Wonder Woman. I think they literally were like, oh, watch them flop, and then they watched that thing.
But
take
Gal
off.
Gadot was, oh, she's my phenomenal. God.
I mean, she saved what they were doing.
Oh God, yeah.
And then they ruined it with Justice League.
Also, with that being said,
did you like
said,
Aquaman? I liked Aquaman.
I liked Aquaman.
I know there was like mixed reviews. You haven't
really?
Seen it?
Yo, I'm so out of the movies. I just Jesus. Still stick with the comic books.
You need to watch Aquaman.
Wow. You've been spending too much time with your DS.
Yeah, I've been balls deep in Atlanta.
Oh my God. Fucking girl.
I just think like the whole CGI cinematography was
phenomenal.
Crazy. Like with Aquaman, man, you see like the level of just CGI, but just the effects.
Yeah. I was thinking about awesome. That because I was like, that's going to be fucking weird to shoot it underwater without making it look Dude. Cheese dicky. You know
no,
what I mean?
There was
like,
no cheese dick, man.
Ariel and the Little Mermaid. Like,
no, not even not anywhere close.
That's
that.
What I was thinking
yeah.
too.
Yeah. I was skeptical about like how the graphics were going to look, but oh, they did. I mean, you couldn't do this movie 20 years ago, no. even 15 years God, ago, no. 10 years ago.
Well, we saw it in 3D IMAX.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh seriously. My God.
So at least they're getting that piece right. Like, and like you said, you know, they did with the whole, go ahead.
Also somebody, they changed it to, they used to have one guy in charge of all of the DC movies. And as of Wonder Woman, they switched it over to the same guy that was the creative director for the comic books, I think.
Really?
So then, but then Justice League was already like pretty much made. If I remember right. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't really change Justice League all that much, but he was the one that did Wonder Woman. He did Aquaman, I think.
Oh, really?
Or was like in charge of it. So he's kind of like turning it around.
Good. Yeah. It's about time.
They're, you know, and I don't know if you read this, but I think they are also rebooting Batman. I think Affleck is mm-hmm. just, he's done. He's like, he's like, this is.
I was hearing rumors that what's his name is going to be out for Superman too. Is he in?
I heard they brought him back in. I heard they were able to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know, he was done, but then they figured out.
I think he's a great Superman.
Oh no.
I think he's one of the better Supermans
yeah.
Since
ever.
Christopher Reeve.
He nailed it down. I think they messed up by doing the Batman Superman movie. Yeah. That kind of just that ruined how great the original Superman reboot was with this guy, right? Because that movie was phenomenal, right?
Yeah,
you could have did the same thing and maybe at the very very end tied in Batman, but not well, I mean,
like my favorite line in that movie was like when Batman told Superman, "Tell me, do you bleed?" It was great.
Pretty much. Oh, that was a great line. That's not, it was like Rocky, you know what I mean? Yes. It was like, if he dies, he dies.
But that's Drago.
It. They show it in the trailer, and then it's like, oh, okay, I mean, I guess it's...
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was just, it wasn't at the level of the
it was Marvel. Too long. No. It was too long, you know what I mean? And again...
Super long.
They didn't need to introduce the character.
No.
Batman, we already know who he is.
Exactly.
And it's like, they do that.
But the way Marvel worked, like, they did it right. They introduced every single character,
in their
then
own
they did the Avengers.
But right? in their own movie, that's what I'm saying, Mike.
So... Now DC was kind of, they did it backwards, right? They introduced Superman, rebooted Superman again for the 100th time. Then you threw in this old ass Batman.
But
Marvel did the same thing though, didn't they?
What?
With Spider-Man? Oh, how God. Many times has Spider-Man had been rebooted, man?
Like, well, 5,000? So yeah. So when after they did the reboot after Tobey Maguire, right? After those three, that kid that they had wasn't bad.
No.
But what happened was, so you got to remember, so Universal did a whole reboot. And then Marvel came in and said, yo, we need him. Because, you know, they worked out a deal basically with Fox because they own the Fox owned it, right? Or was it Universal?
No, it was Fox.
It was Fox. Okay, you're right.
But Disney does some fucking shady shit with them. So I wouldn't, if I was, I mean, unless they were like really fucking hurting, I would have been like, no, eat a bag of dicks. Like, I'm not working with
so they,
you guys.
Yeah, so they worked out a deal with them. And it, like, that's why it got rebooted again because they needed the Spider-Man to be part of the Avengers, right? So they worked out a deal. I think it was Sony because Fox doesn't own Spider-Man. They own the X-Men and all that crap. Fantastic Four.
Spider-Man's a part of X-Men, loosely. Same as like
okay.
Deadpool.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. It is Fox. But now that they bought it all. But like that's why Iron Man had to be in the movies, right? Because that was the deal. Like, hey, we'll give you Spider-Man if you give us you know, Iron Man for the, you know, for the shoot and whatnot, for the movie.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, it worked out, right? Because, I mean, the new Spider-Man, Tom Holland's pretty good. You know, I got no problems with it.
Yeah. But the same as, like, so Fox owns Fantastic Four.
Or Disney owns it all now.
No.
They bought it. They bought Fox.
They bought Fox? No, they didn't have the movie rights. They bought the...
No, they got the movie rights. They really? Yeah, oh, they own everything. Yeah.
Damn.
I don't even like the Fantastic Fours. Both.
Well, the movies suck, but the comic books were great. Yeah, Doctor Doom has never been like.
Isn't Captain Marvel even part of the Fantastic Four? I think that was
no. They were, that's what's her face? Susan Storm.
Anyways, I for some reason I thought that she was part of the Fantastic Four because everybody plays
they all different roles
and they all look the same.
Yeah, like, after a while, I mean,
all the
X-Men,
blonde characters look the same.
That's what they
same.
Say about us Hispanics.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Just build the wall. Man, there we go.
Stop. Yeah, we go from comics to brown people. What the fuck? How does this even happen?
Build the wall. I'm just kidding.
The wall is coming.
Yeah.
It's all just blondes with big boobs and fucking nice asses that are
boom. Characters. So you just described yourself.
You should apply.
You should apply. With a pretty smile, big
this
boobs, and a butt. Yeah. Hey, you just said it's all blondes. Carol you got blonde hair, big boobs, and a butt. There you
Carol
go.
Carol Danvers.
Can you replace her before the movie ends with Captain Marvel? You know what I mean?
Ray Danvers. Ray Danvers. What's your superpower? What would your superpower be, by the way? Like, if you had, if you could choose.
Oh.
Ooh.
You don't know this off the top of your head?
Ooh. No, I have a few. But I think I'd go with the... I'd go like... who is it? Was it not Cyclops? The dude... With the eye, with that burns fire out of his cyborg? Cyclops. Yeah, Cyclops from X-Men.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Cyborg.
That would be my superpower because I'm always fucking staring. You know what I mean? I have that.
And you're always fucking angry. You're just killing everyone.
I think you'd be
everyone.
The Hulk. You'd be the Hulk. I think if we
you
were to
would
choose,
be a super villain.
You're the Hulk.
Yeah.
You'd be like, wake up and like, what did he do this time? I don't. Sorry, guys.
Actually, yeah, that would be me. I wake up and be like, oh, what just happened? I just destroyed a whole city. What just happened?
Guys, I think the Hulk came over me again.
Yes. Okay, stop trying to imitate my voice. It's not funny. It's never been funny.
Who would she be?
I don't know. Who would you be? What would your superpower be?
I would go through a loophole and say that I would have the Force.
Well, so you're going back to Star Wars,
you're
huh?
Star Wars.
It's still a superhero. It's still a superpower.
Yeah.
But wait, hold on.
When you die, you become one with it.
It like but hold on because
I don't
the
know
force-
which because everybody has like one secret power that they could use. I would like to have the Force choking, but I know I'm not evil enough to have that.
This is not the podcast you're looking for.
You'd be a Jedi
mind tricks.
Yes.
Oh, no. I would
what
that
would your superpower be?
My precious.
And that wasn't a soundboard, that's guys. I mean. That was not a soundboard. That really is Nelson.
That
is going to be the preview of what is your superpower? And you doing the Smeagol voice.
That would be my. I'd be Smeagol. Taking back Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Hey, being a hobbit. Yeah, being a hobbit is not a, it's not
already,
a superpower.
You already found out about my foot thing.
So, anyway.
Hobbits have big
so,
feet.
What would. Dude, you wear a size 7. It's okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to have Spiegel as a superpower, all you have to do is start doing heroin, man. Yeah.
So what would your superpower be?
Precious. He was like, he followed that precious. He's followed the powerful ring.
Mm-hmm. Is heroin. It's just following that.
Yeah, but that's not a superpower. That's just being strong.
But once you have the ring, you have the power to rule everything.
Okay, but you don't have the ring. So that's not a superpower.
Stupid fat hopper.
So seriously, what would your superpower be?
I honestly wait. If I would choose, man, flight.
You don't fly?
Yeah. Who does it? Dude, I have dreams of flying.
What if you could
man.
Only
so you'd
fly
be like big with the big
at
wings,
the same rate that you could run?
Oh, that sucks.
Like you get fatigued flying, like you do running.
Yeah, picture a turkey.
Oh shit!
Picture a turkey. I got this. Oh my god, you guys are, oh sorry. You've lost total control of the show. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry.
Hey, I have not laughed this hard in a long time.
We've lost control of the show.
Do the turkey part.
Oh, I was just thinking about his little legs. Like, all you see are, like, fat-ass thighs, like, running through the sky.
I got this, guys.
I can't right now, because I can actually vision this.
Like, what is his, like, you know, showing up to the Avengers, you know, when they were all going to battle. And you see, like, this turkey with fucking goggles. He's like, what is it? Your superpower? I got this. I got this, guys.
So, okay, you'd be able to fly, but what would the power be from flying?
I'd kill them by laughter. That's what. They're done. They should do freaking moves.
Dude,
like
I'm sweating right now. I'm literally sweating from laughing so hard. Holy shit!
Hilarious. Out of control. Sorry, folks. I know most of that was just laughter, but
who cares? Isn't that funny? You talk about some funny shit. That's funny shit. That's good radio. I don't care what anybody says, because they can actually vision this now because they got the video to see you and be like, "Oh, chicken."
Freaking.
Oh, I can't right now.
So I know we were going to cover what was the other thing that you wanted to say about Brie Larson? And
no, it was just kind of like it's going to be, you know, really interesting to see how they tie it in to the Avengers Endgame. You know, I like a lot of the fan theories, but it really was just also about the you know, the backlash from what she's been doing with going on social media and kind of like doing the feminist movement, which I'm cool with, but the projection, I don't know all the details, but the article I was reading was saying that the movie originally was projected to make 180 to 200 million, but after she's, you know, as she's been, you know, on her social justice warrior, as you like to put it,
crusade.
They're saying that the opening week numbers are probably going to even maybe hit 100. Like, it lost 80 million.
She ruined it because, like, people like me, for example, because I was hyped about the movie. And then once I start hearing stuff like that, I'm like, I'll wait till the video comes, you know, it comes out on DVD or whatever. I can watch it on Netflix. But so going back to the whole, like, you know, they're tapping into something that they saw DC do, right? Which is with Wonder Woman. And then, you know, they're saying, okay, well, more female roles, you know, wants to sell. Do you think it's because they want to do that? Or do you think because they have, they're trying to get more women into the, because look at what they did with Ghostbusters.
No, like, that one sucked.
Oh my God, dude. It was so, I couldn't, I wanted to, like, I gave it the chance. Right?
Yeah, because I did too.
And I watched it and it just sucked, man. It was just like a man hating.
Was it man-hating or was it just that they had shitty writers? You know what I mean? Like, I think they could have made it better if, like, they had better comedians and better writers.
So bad. I think, you know, because, I mean, everything's about striking when when the oil's hot, right? You know, and I think, you know, as, you know, you see Wonder Woman with a female lead role making blockbuster numbers and everything. I think everyone's trying to, like, strike, you know, and just make these movies, you know, bring out that, you know, bring out the female, you know,
like Ocean's, what is
Ocean's
it?
8, that was terrible. God. But you see,
he wasn't even interested in watching it. So my thing was so dumb.
So my thing is, you're going to the wheelhouse one too many times, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've seen Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. It's the same movie, just different ways, same outcome. You know how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you already know how this is going to go, but then the story is even based to where Sandra Bullock is the main, is George Clooney's sister. You know what I'm saying? I'm like you're tying in the family and they're trying to tie in the stories, and it's kind of like you lost me already. Yeah. You know, I want to see everything going forward. Like, I want to see original stuff. Like, write original stories for, you know, like,
for
whether it's
for anybody you want to promote, right?
Yeah, for anything you want to promote, write a new story.
So you mean to tell me you don't want to see Fast and the Furious with all women?
No.
Well, okay, hold on. But there's a difference, though, because... No, I'll tell you why.
It's already a bad movie.
No, I'll tell you why. Because, yeah, great. If Ghostbusters was a bunch of sexy women, I promise you, even if it was bad writing, it would have been a better movie.
You're probably right.
Huh? I know I'm 100% right, but they had ugly females on that, and who didn't... They were angry. They were all ugly. And they were, like, angry and, like, man-hating. And, like, nobody wants to watch that shit. No, men don't want to watch that.
Especially
you know
because
saying?
Women don't want to go watch Ghostbusters. Yeah. On top of that.
Yeah, exactly. The story's not really... No. I don't think females want to watch... you know, the Ocean's 8 stuff, you know, but, most you know, don't, but then yeah. you make, you know, 50 Shades of Grey or, you know, the Channing Tatum dancing, but, you know,
Magic Mike. There you go. Don't act like you don't know.
You may, no, I actually got the name of the movies, but you make those movies.
He owns it.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again? I can't remember.
I practice that pony dance all the time. But you make those movies and they come out and it's okay. You don't see guys going, oh, that's sexist. You know, that, you know, whatever. That's, you know, cool. I mean, go, you know, do your thing. Good for you, you know, because when you come back, you're going to be envisioning him and want to fuck me. So that benefits me. You know what I'm saying? Ride me like a pony.
Wow.
You know, no, because they come back, you know, nice and wet and from it. You know what I mean? Hot and randy.
Is that what happens, Ray?
No.
What happens?
Okay. Explain these it. Females that watch 50 Shades of Grey. They want,
you
when
think
they get
they're
home,
just fucking squirting all over
no,
the place?
No, you know what
place?
I'm saying. Like, no, when they get home, like, they puts them in the mood.
I think it's ready
different.
To go?
Look, I'll tell you what. Are there those women who do that? Yes, but I think it's different. Like, when guys go to a strip bar, it's very different than when women go to a strip bar. Women go to a strip bar, like, in general, with a group of females, and they're there just like, oh, this is funny or whatever. It's just something to do. Men go to strip bars. They want to see titties and fucking, you know what I mean, get aroused by it.
Do a lot of female, there's a good portion
but it's
females
not,
that like doing the same thing that with the guys
at the same level. You see what
it
I'm saying?
Be, it might be worse.
No.
Oh, yeah. Females.
What female goes to a strip club alone?
Exactly,
because I'm sure many guys.
No, they won't go by themselves, but like when they go with their friends or whatnot, even with guy friends. But they wind up getting into it more than the guys do because you got to remember,
not
a lot of the strippers give better dance.
Genuinely,
no,
I think it's an attention thing.
Yes,
I mean guys will go by themselves and throw money
because
they
thank you exactly because they fall in love with the girl and
they put them through college. I had a few friends that did it.
So there you go. That's what I'm saying. That's why
it's a joke. They were there all the time and just with the amount of money they spent, you could basically.
I thought you meant like they were like, hey.
No. Just probably they spent a couple thousand
I
there on a couple.
You.
Where can I find these guys?
I know, right? Shit.
On a couple.
I'm gonna go be a stripper.
No. They spent their money on they had their favorite one, so they always, you know. So basically, we the joke was, they're putting them through college. You know, because it's, you know, if you go to strip club 10 times and you spend 100, 200 bucks, I mean, on one stripper, I mean, you basically just paid at the time a semester of college at a state school.
But going back to this whole thing, that's why I think like. People who have this this utopian idea of how men and women should be are trying to shove that down our throats. And they don't acknowledge that there's a difference between the sexes.
Oh, it's the same people saying? That are like, well, I want to do girl push-ups instead of real push-ups. Or I want to go be a Navy SEAL as a female, but then I want to have different standards.
Lower the standards.
Exactly.
Then why even try? You can't make it.
Exactly.
They're like, well, those standards are not
there
for women.
There might be a couple that can meet that. Don't get me wrong. There might be a couple out there. But when you're like, I want an equal amount of women SEALs and male SEALs, like... You're just fucking yourself.
Making it even more dangerous, especially when it comes to that, because that's like
life or death, life or death.
I mean, think about the fireman's test. I mean, one of the things is that you have to throw like what a 100-pound thing over your back. You know, you have to throw some crazy ass pack on your back and run up and down stairs because part of being a fireman is saving lives, and you got to throw somebody on your back. So that's where I don't know
but
if they changed the quality of the test or anything like that.
I don't know if they do for women, but there are also things that women are generally better at doing than men. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like in fireman roles, like I could see positives to both. I'm talking about like they also need to be like paramedics and things like that. I know, but
no,
on some level.
No, I mean, dude, we're not
but
saying
I don't
that,
think that there should be a different standard now.
No,
and that's what happens. You lower the standards so that just some females can be able to finish and complete the course or whatever. You make it unsafer, right, for firemen. Look, when you're a kid, you know who doesn't want to be a fireman? I realized right away that I could not be a fireman. 5'3"? No, you can't. You just can't. I mean, my heart would be like this. I'm like, I can't reach the ladder. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And you move on. Is the world unfair? Yeah, it was. But you know what? You play to your strengths and there's something that you're going to be better at than that.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what I'm saying? You move on. It's like people want to appease everybody and want to keep everybody happy. And by doing that, you just, you make it unsafer, I think. Anyways, go ahead.
What was I saying?
Oh, you were going to say something.
Yeah, no, I think we hit this one pretty good. I mean, yeah, there's that political stint again that comes in. But anyway, something else came up a couple weeks ago. I forget the guy's name because I'm terrible at names. But the lead guy, well, one of the main guys in Empire.
What's his name?
Jesse something.
Oh, Smollett? I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, apparently, you know, he came out in the news, said he got beat up by these two white Trump supporters and middle of Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning and all this. But apparently, as the cops were looking into it, I heard they raided some people of interest's house. And then as they talked to him, they said that he paid them to be part of this whole
hoax.
And it's kind of interesting because it's coming out. And, you know, when it happened, everybody was like, you know, to this guy's defense, like, oh, you know, Trump supporters and white people, you know, it was really riling up something that. It turns out, most likely, from what everything I'm reading, every news source, even CNN's coming out saying he lied. He made up this entire story. So my question now is, you make up this story, you go to the cops, you go through this whole thing and make up this whole story. What is your legal ramifications now? What happens? Because obviously
he should be charged.
I think he should be probably like interfering with an investigation at least.
I don't know. I'm not.
He should serve some jail time, and I'll tell you why. Because All those hours that the cops were spending to try to investigate his case are cases where or is time that they couldn't spend on other cases. And literally you wasted the police time. And I was telling you this, like, even from the beginning, the whole thing sounded like somebody with half a brain could be like, should have asked the question and been like, wait, what? This doesn't add up. Number one, and I said this when we had this conversation last time, I said, why is he still wearing the rope or the noose around his neck 45 minutes after the incident happens? He waits till the cops get there so that they can see that. You see what I'm saying? To me, somebody who goes to that, they should take that stuff off, but he still had it on. Number two was his recall to all the details. To me, that's like very specific. Oh, they were wearing MAGA hats. They said this and it was racial. And it's like, and number three was, if you go back to this guy's Twitter, tweets that he's actually deleted now, but they're saved because all this stuff is archived. Our lives are archived out there on the webs. He was, every post that Trump would say something, he would come out saying like crazy, like a crazy person, fuck you, you know, like a rant, long rant about how he, you know, how Trump is an idiot and all this and all that. It's like, to me, those are signs, you know what I mean? Like he had
an agenda. Yeah.
And he was going to, I don't know. He wanted to prove something, but most Trump supporters aren't like that. Do they exist? Yes. But the fact that the media ignores, because if you go online and you search Trump supporters being attacked, you're going to find video after video after video of that. And now go search and search for Obama supporter being attacked. You don't see that. And then, but the news and the way that they're trying to portray this is that Trump supporters are racist and they're filled with hate and they do this. But yet the evidence and the videos online show the opposite. But there's a narrative that they're trying to control, right? And if you're a Trump supporter, if you wear that MAGA hat, you're racist. That's why, homie, that's why on Thursdays I wear that hat. Because to me, it is an affront to that idea. And I always get somebody, you know, you've seen, I get the fist pump or, you know, every now and then I get people who give me the double take and they're like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? And I asked, somebody actually came up to me one time and was like, do you wear that thing? Ironically? And I'm like, no, I really do support it. Oh, right on, man. High five. So I can say here, and you know, and we obviously live in a red state, so I don't.
Right.
But I can only imagine, you know, when we were in D.C., you know.
Yeah, you weren't there. No problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were in the Capitol, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the reaction would be different if I was a white person wearing that hat out in public. I think more people would probably have different reaction than me.
Right? Very possible. Anyways. Very possible. I mean, you know, you see a lot of that, you know. you know, where, you know, Caucasians get yelled at and everything. I'm sure it happened. I mean, it kind of happened that one time with our friend's cousin where he kind of got pissed, where he's like, you shouldn't be wearing that.
There?
I wasn't there, but you would tell me the story. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm sure more of that happens. It's just, it's not recorded. You know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't make good, you know, this makes good news, right? You know, because good news is, you know, white bird, you know, whatever.
What do you think should happen to him?
I think he should go to jail because you got to do something because you're setting a precedence if you don't, right? You're basically saying it's okay to make up stories and now I'm guilty and I walk away free. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something. There's got to be something.
So, unrelated, I am wondering, because he didn't have any serious injuries, right? Like, I remember they were saying that he had broken ribs or something like that, but then it turns out that he didn't have any broken ribs. And then I'm like, well, what stopped them from attacking him if this was, like, a real situation? Right. Like, why wouldn't they just kill him if that was the case?
Right.
Like, why would they stop with a noose around his neck, you know?
And carrying bleach.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he said? That?
And also, who just has a noose? Who walks around with a noose?
And who's walking just around, like, Chicago?
You know.
In a crazy part of town.
Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't seems make sense. Weird, I mean, like, from day one, a lot of people didn't believe it, but I think the day after it happened, or that Monday, whatever, it happened over the weekend, I think that Monday he was on Good Morning America being interviewed, you know, and he was crying. Like, I watched the video and I didn't see the date, but I'm pretty sure it was based on what happened to him. He's sitting there talking on Good Morning, like, and he's got the tears in his eyes, everything. And it was just like, whoa, like, this dude was able to force himself to cry.
Well, he's an actor.
Right. But then what you find out is that it's like he's pissed about being killed off on Empire. Like, that's what a lot of this stemmed for.
He just wanted publicity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he got killed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, or are they writing him off?
Yeah, they're writing him off. They're writing him off.
Yeah.
So however they're writing him off, I don't watch that. I watch Power, much better show. But you know
based
what I mean?
On his thing that he just pulled right now, I wonder how he was on set. And they were like, "We're just done with this motherfucker.
I don't deal with this." Yeah. Like,
they just contracts write up his character.
Well, a lot of times, you know, if you have a contract, if you're coming into it and you're going through the negotiations, and you're like, "Well, I want $500 million instead of, you know, the $2 million an episode," they're probably like, "Okay, you're done. You know, you're not worth it." You know, but you know, again, there's more to every story. You don't get all the data, but my thing is, if everyone's saying that you lied, like every headline from every news source that I've seen. They all came out and said he lied. So now what happens? There's got to be a consequence. Mm-hmm. Because if there's no consequence, you're now allowing anybody to make up some story. Mm-hmm. And it just it drives more of a wedge between people that doesn't need to be there. You're creating something in a hysteria. Like, we already know there's issues. You know, race war issues and everything. But now, like, when you do things like that, you're just fueling the fire even more. And then you find that it's a lie. And then it's like, wait a minute. Like, some people do reactive stuff to things, right? So that's almost saying clear and present danger almost, but not really, but, you know, could, you know, the ramifications.
Well, do you think it would, like, wake people up to being like, well, you can't believe everything that everybody says?
Yeah, or something. Something's
or, like,
come
the
out
public ridicule, I'm sure, would be more than enough. A lot on top of the medical bills and any, like, they're going to find the fuck out of them for the time span, I would imagine.
You hope. You know, something's got to come out of it because it's, to me, it's setting a bad precedence. And we've been seeing more and more of it. I don't care if you support one side or the other side, but, like, when you find out that everybody lies about their stories, and because the media or whatever does a 20-second clip, and in a 20-second clip, you could tell a big story without knowing the full picture. And you're like, oh, like those kids in D.C. with, you know, they were said they were making racial slurs to the Native Americans and everything. But when you saw the whole video, the whole two-hour video or hour-and-a-half video of it, it tells a completely different story. And now I think they're actually suing that guy.
Good. They need to.
Because those kids were getting death threats.
Yeah.
The school had to shut down because of all this for a while. You know, this was bad.
Did you hear about what happened there?
Was it the video of like because they were like, this kid looks like smug or something.
Yeah. He was smirking.
Yeah.
You know, at the Native American guy. Well, it turns out the Native American guy, he's a activist who's, you know, that's what he does.
Yeah.
And
even lied about his military experience.
Yeah, and he said he was a veteran, a Vietnam veteran. He wasn't. He like that wasn't even close to combat. Yeah,
oh,
and then, but the See, here's why the news is fake, homie. And this is why, like, when I hear Trump, is Trump has his freaking his character flaws? Yes. I wish he would stop tweeting so much. But when he says that, the news media is fake, it is fake. Because they were willing to ruin these kids' lives by portraying them in such a negative light. And they could have easily searched, dude, for the whole video. Because the guys who were the racist black guys, the whatever, I forget what they're called, the Israeli, I don't know what they were.
Yeah, called. I don't even remember.
These guys were screaming out racial slurs to the kids. Yeah. And it's like, how come you didn't report on that? You just reported on one kid who stood his ground on somebody who was like approaching him.
Yeah.
You know, and the way that they portrayed it was like, oh, he went up to him. They surrounded and that's not even what the video showed.
No, they came up to him banging the drums. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's kind of like,
it's personal space. So you feel uncomfortable. So I think most people would be like, you're too close.
I don't know. It's just, I just feel that.
But how is a smile bad? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the kid wasn't calling him names. He wasn't saying anything racist. He wasn't doing anything. He was smiling at him. When if that triggers you, homie, you are not ready for the real world, because a smile to me, that's like the best reaction that anybody could have had. A guy's banging a freaking drum on your face and you just smile.
Yeah, you didn't spit at him. You didn't swing at him. You didn't do anything. You stood your ground. You didn't
interrupt him.
Yeah, right. You didn't call him racial name. I mean, they said they was doing the tomahawk chant or whatever. That's not right.
So you know what I mean? But all these politicians, as soon as that happened, right? Talking about going back to the Jussie, whatever, smaller, I forget his name. All these guys, they come out and said, oh, racial tension is still an issue. You know, you have Cory Booker, you have Elizabeth Warren coming out saying race matters, right? They're, you know, because they're fomenting this. Mm-hmm. They want this racial tension. Why? Because as soon as minorities realize that there's no racism, there's no reason for the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party has labeled themselves as a party to end racism. And meanwhile, this is the freest, most diverse country, least racist country in the world. And yet they are so motivated to keep it divided, because it promotes their cause and it keeps them in power. Right. And so did you ever see the Morgan Freeman interview? I think he was being interviewed by one of those news reports. And he was talking about the Black History Month, right? And Morgan Freeman basically says, I don't want it. And the interviewer is like shocked that Morgan Freeman, you know who Morgan Freeman is.
Yeah.
And he's like, why? And he's like, well, where's Jewish History Month? Where is, you know, White History Month? And the guy's like, well, I mean, how do you end racism? And he says, stop talking about it. It's true. Because, you know, you have all these people, politicians, who try to keep people with the mentality that there is opposition for them to succeed because of their race. And nothing could be further from the truth. And the evidence is in minorities who focus on work and succeed and are able to accomplish great things. But when you keep people veiled in the idea of racism, any failure that they have in their life, they only attribute it to racism. And they don't have personal accountability, and they don't reflect on themselves and say, how can I move on? Instead, they say they blame an outside force. And you kill people's dreams when you constantly bombard them with this idea. And they've done a successful job. That's how they've been able to keep the country divided. Nowhere in the history of humankind has there been the opportunity that we have today. And yet you see people, you see reports as if we are living in racist times. And it's like, we're really not. Travel to other parts of the world and you're going to see real racism is still alive and well.
Yeah.
America is the most diverse country in the world. You can come here, have the biggest accent in the world, and become a citizen, and you are an American. You can't do that if you go to China, if you go to Germany. You think you're going to be able to say, oh, I'm a German? No, because America is not a race, homie. America was an idea, and people came here. Even in the beginning, they were all white, but they were very diverse. Religion, language. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the uniqueness about this country, and that's why it's a beautiful country. And if we can keep pounding on it, we will lose it. Because in our quest for perfection and purity, we will overlook something that is good. And America is a good country. Anyways, I got preachy. I'm sorry.
Man, that's a great, man, Nelson and his monologue right there. Look at you.
Sorry.
You got deep.
Oh, anyway.
So I think you just solved.
We did an hour.
I was about to say, I think you just solved the world's problems, man. No,
you know what? We did get into a debate last night. What were we talking about?
Healthcare.
We did. Yes. Yeah. Well, I guess we can leave it for another day because it's more politics, but go ahead.
You know, actually I'm going to ask you this, Rachel, because you work in medical. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that insurance companies hold too much power over?
Yeah.
There you go. Can you explain why? So why do you say yes without me even finishing my statement?
I will go into a beautiful example of Aetna. They decide what is medically necessary. So, mm-hmm. And they also decide what constitutes it being medically necessary. So this company will be like, perfect example. If you get hurt in a sports injury, so if you're at the gym, you sprain your ankle. If you're at the gym, you break your hip. If you're at the gym, or if you're like playing basketball, you hurt yourself in a sports injury, physical therapy is not covered because they did their own study as 8 patients that had physical therapy after a sports injury. They don't dictate the sex, the age, anything like that. For all we know, it could have been an 80-year-old doing aerobics that broke a hip and didn't recover. And then they have 8 patients that did not receive physical therapy. And there wasn't significant difference between the patients that received physical therapy after their injury and those that didn't. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we're not going to cover it. They don't state who did the study. They don't state who funded the study. They don't state anything about it. But that's their reasoning as to why it's not covered. So because an 80-year-old broke their hip and odds are they died after that. Mm-hmm. Therefore physical therapy is not going to help them. Mm-hmm. And so they could use that to their advantage because they don't need to, and none of it has to be approved by the FDA for them to put their own study on there.
Right.
So even if they did hurt themselves at the gym, we have to be like, well, it was cumulative trauma that caused it. So it wasn't just the gym injury. It was like other injuries leading up to that so that we can have their insurance cover it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause realistically it is essentially the same thing.
I think when we were talking about this, one thing that I forgot to mention, I think that's why we got off on a tangent, because me and Tim had like a heated debate about this. Companies are amoral. They are in it for profit.
Absolutely.
Right? That bottom line, mm-hmm. money, right? Companies would sell their own mothers for a profit. Okay. So putting that on the table. All right. Now, how does a capitalistic society control that? Okay. Look at any other product that we buy. Okay. If you buy a toothbrush and it's a crappy toothbrush, do you think you're going to buy from that company ever again?
So then why don't they just make it so that benefits are directly indicated? So like, if they're like, we don't have enough money, we're not profiting enough from performing physical therapy on this, make plans where physical therapy is not covered.
Right.
Where that act is just, instead of saying, yeah, it's covered. Right. And then the insurance comes back and they're like, no, it's not. Now you have a $5,000 bill from the provider.
What I said when we were talking is that the reason healthcare is, or health insurance in general, because mm-hmm. Let's stick to health insurance, because right now both of them are like this and, you know, they're intertwined.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be, right? Because your cell phone that you have, you can buy insurance on it. But if you don't, does that affect the performance of the cell phone? Does that affect your interaction with the cell phone? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have it there. The insurance is there in case something bad happens. You drop it. You lose it. That's insurance. But what's happening today, especially when people are so obsessed with pre-existing conditions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. So when you demand, when the government comes in and enforces insurances and says you're going to have to provide this because you're just going to me, that's like, it's no longer insurance, because any pre-existing condition, if you want to wait till the last minute until something bad happens and then you want to get the insurance.
But what about patients that just have a lapse in care? So like, let's say they lose their job and then they get a new job the next day that has health insurance. Now they have a pre-existing condition and now their new insurance isn't going to cover them anymore.
So again,
cases like that shouldn't
government
be the case.
Forces. So when I was telling you, government created a false demand. Okay. What does that mean? When government guarantees that you're going to be covered, people abuse that. That's human nature. Let's take it out of healthcare for a minute. If tomorrow the government came and said, what's more necessary than healthcare, right? If you go without healthcare for a year, could you survive? Probably. Yeah. If you go without water for a year, would you survive? No. Right. So we can say, let me just finish my point.
Yeah.
So we can say that water is more of a necessity than healthcare, right? Or health insurance.
Yeah.
Right. We can all agree on that. Okay. So then if tomorrow the government says, hey, water is a human right, and therefore the government is going to provide water for everybody, do you think that the consumption of water would increase, decrease, or stay the same?
Stay the same, because it's not necessary.
When government is guaranteeing to pay your bill, your water bill.
Oh, they'll let that shit run all day long.
Thank you. And that's what happens. People abuse it. And healthcare is not any different. And so doctors, what they'll say to cover themselves so that they avoid lawsuits, they will say, well, you should get this checked and you should get this checked and you should get this checked. Again, human beings are involved in anything. Mm-hmm. There can be altruistic doctors who do it with their heart, but there are also fucking dick doctors who just want to fucking make money out of this.
Yeah.
Human beings are everywhere. And so there are going to be these doctors who are going to say, hey, you should get this and you should need to go and you need to come back. And the people who are getting it guaranteed by the government are creating a false demand, and it only rises the basic supply and demand. You rise the price of everything. And so that's why I say the way that we bring the cost down,
but no, is the government. The government dictates cost.
Yeah,
we bill according to Medicare guidelines, terrible, which the government is in charge of. So whenever people come to me and they're like, well, your office charges too much, we're following what the government tells us to do.
That's what I'm telling you. That's why I say
Medicare, Medicaid, but I'm talking about
everybody. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Medicare sets the guidelines. No matter what, we have to follow it, whether it's a private insurance, whether it's a cash case. That's why we have to charge so much. Legally, you're supposed to charge the exact same for a patient that's cash versus insurance versus Medicare. We can't change the cost if they are cash pay versus Medicare, anything. The government, and if we do, then we're breaking law. Right. So what we charge is just a direct
reflection
of what the government says that we can charge.
For me, the way you fix it is get government out of it.
Yeah.
And then the way that you, the only role that government should play is making sure that there's no monopolies, making sure that these big health insurance companies don't get too big, and that they're not the only players in the block.
But also, the CEOs
of Medicare of healthcare insurances are the ones that are the most highest paid in the U.S.
And that's okay. Look, here's the deal. There's nothing wrong.
I don't care who makes the most money. Everybody's supposed to make a profit, you're seeing your cost of just the cost of having insurance, mm-hmm, just the cost of having it for the what if,
yeah,
is going up exponentially every year,
and they're covering people, less and less
right,
and less.
See, we're lucky, right, where we're at, right, because our costs go up, but we also get a 3-4% guaranteed raise every year. Most people don't get that,
right?
Yeah. We've been very fortunate because it's the company we work for, but now if you're paying for it out of your own dime, like a lot of people are, right now, every year, it's like, wow, I go to work, I'm a small business owner, I pay my insurance. But then the next year, that same plan goes up 20%.
Yeah.
You didn't change nothing.
But you know how you fix that? And again, why did companies start covering your health insurance?
Okay. As a fringe
benefit. Keep people around.
No. So there was, during a time, I think this was during Carter. I may be wrong. But anyways, there was this big idea that companies couldn't increase wages. Yes, homie.
Yeah, it's fringe, but that's why they call it fringe benefit.
So what happened is that then companies, in order to attract employees, said, okay, we won't pay you more, but we're going to cover your insurance. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay for your insurance. And so that's how they were able to get around it. Well, then after a while, when the government removed those caps, the company started taking it off, and then people were now relying on it. And so then the government then passed a law that demanded that if you are an employer that has these many employees, you need to offer or provide health insurance. That is bad, because what happens is that when you are no longer accountable for going out to the market and finding the best, because we didn't get to choose our health insurance. We didn't. Right. And so what happens is that now the consumer who is the best decider in good products have been left out of that. And we've left it to who are the people in our company who decide what insurance we get. Do you see what I'm saying? That is where the problem is. Government came in, good idea, right? Who doesn't need health insurance, right? We should all have health insurance. But when the government came in and demanded it, it took away your opportunity to be able to choose a good health insurance, right? It's like saying, hey, we're all going to have iPhones. And then you know what iPhone's going to do? Fuck. I don't even have to make a great product. I have guaranteed buyers. And that is the health insurance that the government has created. Anyway, I mean, that's where I stand on that. I think government, as soon as government gets uninvolved in it, yes, it's going to create disparity. It's going to create people who have like amazing covering everything insurance, but these people, they're going to pay a high premium. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be those who are going to get like the basic package saying, hey, Jesus, if my heart goes out, resuscitate me, you know, like,
yeah.
But that's okay, because in a free market, things eventually, the prices drop. And that's why you see in poor neighborhoods, you see people who have freaking amazing cell phones. How do you think they can afford those cell phones? Because the market offers that to people, and there's ways for that.
Well, yeah, but that's also the difference between in and out of network providers. In network providers, they charge the standard Medicare cost. They get paid by the insurance company a certain amount, but then they sign a document stating that they have to charge the patient for the balance bill.
The problem with that is that they can't negotiate as much as the big insurance companies can.
In-network providers can't. Out-of-network can. So we just accept whatever the insurance pays us, and then we don't balance bill the provider.
But why would I go out and get another insurance?
It's standard.
You see what I'm saying?
It's standard.
Yeah.
As long as you have a PPO or EPO, I think. There's only one plan that ever doesn't have in and out of network providers.
Isn't that HMO or some shit like that?
So then it also does leave it somewhat open.
When you go online and you look for a provider that you're going to get, are you going to go in network or out of network?
They make it sound like it's better to go in network, but in reality, you have to pay more. Out of network, you don't have to pay.
I'm asking you.
It depends. Depends what I'm looking for, right? Yeah. No, seriously. Like what I go to her office for is out of network.
Yeah. He doesn't have to pay anything.
You pay with your HSA?
No.
What? Mm. You do pay with your HSA?
Yes.
For what?
Well, every once in a while, I pay my bill. Actually,
no.
No, anyways, you're right.
Guys, I need a break. I got to pee really bad. Yeah. Come on, go.